This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2024 Pisces New Moon. The new moon takes place on March 10, 2024 at 1 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 20 degrees Pisces, 16 minutes. Ready for some inspiration in your life? The Pisces new moon is teeming with possibility. Heads up, though, or more appropriately, hearts, it may not be immediately recognizable or come in a way you expect. That's in keeping, actually, with the otherworldly realm of Pisces, home of dreamers, poets, mermaids, and mystics. It's one of the ironies of modern life that the sun is in this of all signs when so many people in the United States are immersed in the utterly antithetical task of preparing and filing tax returns. Put that drudgery aside, this new moon is setting up energies with far greater reach and arguably importance than numbers on a form. The Pisces new moon is refreshing our relationship to matters that transcend the mundane details of daily existence. It's momentarily washing away boundaries and connecting us emotionally and energetically to each other, to creativity and artistry, to higher otherworldly forces. Where would you like that to go? The sign has an inherent boundlessness. This moon is not wired for holding back. This Pisces moon is especially unmoored from life here on the ground because it's widely conjunct the sign's ruler, Neptune, planet of compassion and higher love, and font of fog and confusion. Neptune's presence enhances the inspired creative potentials. Let yourself dream. Let your imagination wander where it wants. Neither activity is a waste of time. In fact, they're effective ways of engaging with this moon. The experience will color your wishes, intentions, and next steps growing out of this new moon. Besides, the usual will-directed approach to new moons does not work in these waters. Making lists and game plans goes against the tides, actually. Instead, be fallow, be silent, be prayerful. Paint, sing, dance, stare at clouds, take long baths with your phone well out of reach. Notice what surfaces. If you're going to set an intention, make it that the new moon boost that. Some of what surfaces will be surprising. Some of what you intend will be surprising. Some of what flows from this moon will be surprising. The reason? This moon is making a sextile to startling, awakening, liberating Uranus, quick change artist of the sky, who is sending lightning bolts right into those Piscean waters. Mercury made the same aspect to Uranus at the beginning of the week, offering epiphanies and innovative perspectives. The moon is now opening a window on the same influence. Rigidity is not the way to go here. It never is in Pisces. Be open to the unexpected. Let the lightning break unhealthy enmeshments and open you to new, more enlightened connections. Let it show you how we are all in the water together. That's not a popular or common approach these days, to be honest. And this moon's uncomfortable semi-sextile to Mars may inspire to tackle that via spiritual activism or fighting for the greater good. And it may push you to grab some of that rough magic for yourself. Sure, every song about dreaming is on the soundtrack for this moon. Listen, though, for Jiminy Cricket singing When You Wish Upon a Star, because he's on the playlist, too. Sing along. Look up. Watch for the twinkle and make a wish or three. Watch for the lightning, too. Watch what it illuminates, where it hits, and where it lands. And let the moon's magic unfold. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/KathyBeal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio and TV on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook, on the page Empowerment Unlimited, and in the group, the Astro Insight Lounge. I post on Instagram and Threads at KABeal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.